Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in on this Friday afternoon, this Friday evening, all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. If you're getting ready for the weekend, thank you for being here. You going to work, thank you for being here. You leaving that job, thank you for being here. Screw that job. You can tell me to call your boss, and I'll tell your boss, screw them too. It's Friday, okay? And we got a lot to get into. There's so much football going on. Got college football tomorrow. We got more NFL action on Sunday starting in Spain between Washington and Miami. Yeah, we sent over, well, I guess if they were healthy, it'd be a good game. Bunch of hurt-ass guys. Jalen is hurt, and Tyreek is hurt, and Terry McLaurin is, everybody is hurt. Anyway, we got more to get into as the show continues on. We talked about all these injuries in the NFL. Lamar Jackson looks like he's going to be healthy with his knee. Marvin Harrison, appendicitis. You got Brock Purdy. It looks like he'll be back. You got C.J. Stroud with a concussion. Jackson Dart has a concussion. And there's a lot going on. And then we talked about the Patriots' victory last night. So how about this? In 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Tom Carroll. Tom is at WEEI. In Boston, Massachusetts. We're going to talk to Tom about the Patriots. And then I'm sure maybe possibly I'll slip in a question about the Boston Celtics. Maybe. They stink right now. Anyway, we got Tom Carroll coming up in 20 minutes next hour to get us all set and ready for all the college football action for the weekend. Notre Dame at Pitt, the Sooners at Alabama, Bulldogs at Texas. Dan Wolkin is going to join us from USA Today to talk some college football. There's so much to do. Okay, you can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, you got money. You can tune in on channel 375. Well, maybe you got that free, what do they call it? Free trial on Sirius, maybe. And then you can always listen on a smart speaker. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to call, like the gentleman who called a few minutes ago and was just like, JR, the Ravens, don't you think they need to fire Harbaugh? If you want to call, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Me, I'm on the internet. I'm existing. I'm everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. At JR Sport Brief everywhere. On social media. Man, we talked about all the injuries in the NFL, and they happen. Injuries happen. It's just, it's a part of life. Botcher, do you have an injury in life that stands out to you? I know we just talked about my concussion that I think I had. Is there anything that ever happened to you?
I've had two things that are notable. I had a Little League elbow, which was bad because I couldn't throw a baseball or a ball for a year. And then I have a small torn labrum in my shoulder. So,
right now?
Yes.
It doesn't need to heal, right? Is it going to heal by itself or it doesn't matter?
They said I'm not a professional athlete, so there's really no reason for you to get surgery. And I was like, okay,
yeah,
cool.
What are you going to do with it?
Boy, it hurt. It doesn't hurt. It's just it's uncomfortable every now and then.
Uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Oh, like what? You taking a shower and your arm hurts? Like, what are we doing?
No, here? It's more like the feeling that your shoulder is unstable, so you have to, like, move it around a little bit.
Oh, yuck. Oh, Bacha, I told you. And I told Marco Belletti. So I was with DDP today. I was with DDP for like 4 hours.
That's a lot of yoga.
It's a lot. Yeah, DDP yoga. It's good. I like it. It's good. And it's not even, it's strength and conditioning. It's good stuff, man. It's good.
See that? What that's now you see how it works.
Well, maybe it'll help your shoulder out if you do it.
Well, yeah, I went to therapy for my shoulder.
Okay.
And I feel confident in the fact where I don't need it anymore.
Right.
It's just if I try to do a sudden movement like pitch a baseball at full intensity, it might get irritated again.
Ooh. Well, you don't have any reason to do that now, do you?
No. As of now, no.
Okay. Well, I'm happy for you in that regard. That's good, Bacha. That's good. Wow. Damn. Yeah, I feel good. Do you know Diamond Dallas Page, almost 70 years old?
He's almost 70? I thought he was in the 50s.
This man. You see a lot of wrestlers, these guys all busted up and broken down, and he's helped a lot of his contemporaries over the years to get their lives together, and I mean, he helped Lex Luger be able to stand up. Lex Luger was paralyzed in a wheelchair. I mean, what? I got a new respect for Diamond Dallas Page. He is a very smart man, very kind man, and I'm going to share the interview. Matter of fact, next week we'll probably share some clips from my interview with Diamond Dallas Page. He's quite the guy. But Bacha, I thought I'd do a good job stretching every day. And he showed me some stretches and some moves and strength, and I feel good. Look, Bacha, my arms right now, my arms are killing me.
That means you did the good job. It's a good job. You're using muscles you haven't used before.
Yeah, well, my biceps.
No. I always get made fun of when I feel sore after working out. My parents and friends were like, "Hey, you're using things you don't really use often." So
yeah,
it's a good thing.
Nobody's ever said that about your brain, now, have they?
They've called me an idiot before. That's happened before.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad you use your brain every day. You got a good brain, so good for you, Bacha. Okay.
For now.
Okay. Well, let's try to keep it that way. No concussions. The better. You're not playing in the NFL, so that is probably going to work out in your favor. Speaking of injuries in the NFL, I told you about last night's game, if we want to call it a game, between the Patriots and the Jets. The next NFL game that we're going to have is going to take place in Spain between Washington and Miami. You got a bunch of guys injured there. Jaden Daniels' elbow went the wrong way. Tyreek Hill's leg went the wrong damn way. And then we just heard, I think Kyle Shanahan or somebody, I don't know. D'Amico Ryan's talking about concussions. The NFL is trying to stop concussions or at least slow them down to help eliminate them. And the next big primetime matchup we have in the NFL is between the Lions and Eagles. And I guess one of the big storylines, well, the biggest storyline with the Eagles, has been the fact that they're 7-2, and then you got to complain and ask A.J. Brown. Now, historically, over the past several seasons, if A.J. Brown is not complaining, the biggest story with the Eagles has also kind of sort of dealt with health. It's about the tush push. We all seen the rugby scrum and guys are jumping off sides and referees can't go out there and properly call the play. It's just a rough one. Offensive line on the Eagles are like, this hurts, it stinks, but they're able to go out there and convert the first downs. And so we know that the NFL, led by the Green Bay Packers, they try to eliminate and vote out the tush push, but it stayed. I think this is going to be the last season that we have it here. And when you got three quarters of the NFL almost saying, get this the hell up on out of here, it's almost a foregone conclusion that eventually it's going to go. But to the shock of absolutely nobody, there is one coach in the NFL who has not a damn problem with the tush push. Would you be surprised to learn that it's Dan Campbell? Probably not. He's getting ready to take on the Eagles, and he doesn't give a damn about a tush or a push.
I don't know. Well, here's why. I'm a purist, man. You take something else out of the game, then we're taking the next thing out of the game. Then you're taking another thing out of the game. Then pretty soon we don't have pads anymore. And then pretty soon it's you're only playing 30 minutes. And then pretty soon it's, you know, so that's why I don't want to take it out of the game. It's something. A team's got a niche. They found something. They're good at it. And it's for everybody else to stop. And it's unique. And it's physical, and more than anything, I just don't want to take anything else out of the game. You know, I just want to leave the game alone.
That's why you know what? Dan Campbell gets on my nerves sometimes. It's like, oh my God, it's 4th and 30. Here comes Dan Campbell. We're going to go for it. I'm like, Dan, it's 30 yards, man. Just punt the damn ball. Can your punter move the ball more than 30 yards? This man is just so aggressive. He drinks black coffee every, 30 minutes. Caffeine has him. Let's put it that way. He doesn't have caffeine. Caffeine has Dan Campbell. And so I appreciate his attitude. He is balls to the wall. We're going to bite kneecaps and scrape ankles and all these other things. I like him. I like him a little on edge. I like him. But, man, they're going to get rid of the tush push. But I wish more people had that attitude. Everybody wants to complain about the play that the Eagles have utilized. And it's just like, well, go out there and stop it. Stop bitching. Stop whining. Stop moaning. Stop complaining. Do something about it. Now, one thing we're going to find out on the football field is whether or not the Philadelphia Eagles can keep up with the offense here of the Detroit Lions. They're second in the league in scoring, 31 points a game. They just smoked Washington 44-22. Jared Goff is playing like an MVP. I mean, we talked about Drake May and Matthew Stafford, two quarterbacks lighting it up. Jared Goff has 20 touchdowns. This man is moving the rock. He's getting it to Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's getting it to Jameson Williams. I mean, this is a big, big deal. They're going to light him up. Dan Campbell, I mean, his offense is going out there getting a job done, but he's impressed with Philadelphia. They're winning rock fights.
Really good team. I think what's most glaring about them is that they win. They know how to win. They've got a style. They have an identity. They know how to take it to the end of the game, possess the ball, and finish it with it in their hand with a dub.
And don't tell that to the Eagles. I mean, don't tell that to A.J. Brown. Everybody knows that offense stinks. They need to do better. The rushing game isn't what it was last year. Saquon Barkley's not moving the ball behind a new offensive line. A.J. Brown is complaining about touches. I mean, even Jalen Hurts, he was asked about A.J. Brown. He's like, listen, y'all, shut up and stop asking me.
Well, we've got the Detroit Lions, so I'm going to definitely put a halt to that. I think the more we drive that, the more of a distraction it becomes. And I think ultimately it's about the group. And so things have been what they've been, and they are where they are. You know, we are who we are as a team. We're all we got, and we're all we need. And so in terms of who we have this week, we got a really good opponent coming into town. My energy, my focus is purely focused on trying to be the best that I can be this week, trying to lead this offense in a way that we need to be led.
Yeah, listen, man. They're going to need to put up some points. The last time we saw those Eagles, yeah, they beat the Packers 10-7, which prompted another social media live streaming outburst from A.J. Brown about their offense productivity. I mean, we got Saquon Barkley out here. He only has 579 yards rushing, which is 15th in the NFL. Last year, he paced them with more than 2,000. He only has 4 touchdowns, which is 21st when it comes to the running backs. And even Saquon Barkley is like, yeah, the whole damn offense needs to do better.
Yeah, I think that's a conversation no matter if we score 10 points or we score 40. That's just the nature of this business. You have to have the sense of urgency and the mindset to, you know, put what you did the week before in the past and move on and try to improve. No matter, you're never going to play a perfect game. And we know that, the way we played on Monday, more times than not, if we play that game against a lot of teams, we're going to lose. But that's why you have to have complimentary football, and the defense came out, played big for us. But we know we got to improve, and that's the mindset. So whether it's we score 10 or whether we score 40, you know, AJ's not saying anything wrong. We're always looking for room to improve.
Yeah, well, everybody's always looking for room to improve, I would think. This is going to be a fun one. The Eagles have won 13 out of their last 14 home games. The Eagles are going to be hosting the Detroit Lions on Sunday night. The Eagles are going to have to put up some points in order to compete with the NFL's, well, one of the NFL's best offenses. Now, one thing. Here's the major difference. The Eagles won the Super Bowl last year. The Detroit Lions didn't even go to the NFC Championship game because they went out there and lost and got smoked by the Washington Commanders. There was a thought that we'd have an NFC title matchup. This is what I thought, between Philadelphia and Detroit. We didn't get that. Okay, we got Jaden Daniels as a rookie showing up, and then they got smoked. And so if you are the Lions, you're trying to make it a point that you're one of the best in the NFC, that you can compete with the Super Bowl champs, that you can knock them the hell up on out the way. And so pretty much Aiden Hutchinson, Mr. I got all the money now, getting all the sacks for the Detroit Lions, Mr. Michigan himself, he says, you know what, we've been waiting on this game.
We've had this one on our calendar. We've been looking at this one on our calendar for a long time. So coaches are going to have us ready. We're going to be ready for this game. And we really see this as a must win.
It's just business as usual. Got to go out there and knock them off. But then if you ask the champs, if you ask Nick Sirianni, I guess this is what happens when you win the Super Bowl, even though the Eagles don't want to acknowledge last year's accomplishment. Nick Sirianni's just like, man, I don't know about that. This is just another game.
We're viewing it as our next game. Obviously, every game we play in the NFL is huge, right? This isn't any other sport. NFL, you have a limited amount of games. So every game we're looking for as an opportunity to go out there and play to our core values and an opportunity for us to get better. And that's how we'll think about this one, too.
Spoken like a champion, huh? You know, typically I would go with the Eagles. I told you they won 13 of their last 14 home games. They are, I can't even say home warriors. They win at home. They do. I think the Lions are going to light them up. And you know what? I hope they do. Because I absolutely want more drama. That's what I need. Okay, A.J. Brown wanted drama. He wanted to talk about the offense and needing to go out there and score more points. Well, I need drama. I like the Eagles. I do. I like the Lions, too. You reach my point. I don't give a damn who wins or loses. But I'll tell you this. I want a story. I'm going to be rooting for the Lions. I'm going to be rooting for a good game, first of all. But I wouldn't be mad if the Lions win and the Eagles get to fighting more. That would be fun for me. That'd be a great story. That'd be drama on a Sunday night. Sunday night football, we got the Lions and Eagles. It's the complain-a-thon. Is A.J. Brown going to get the ball or the... Are they going to air the ball out? Are they going to force feed him? Are they going to force feed him into oblivion where they have mistakes? Lions, Eagles, Sunday night football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a team that is kind of pacing itself. It is the pace. Everybody has to catch up to them in the AFC. We're going to talk about the team that is now 9-2 after beating the Jets last night. We're going to have a talk with Tom Carroll from WEEI to talk about the New England Patriots. They're back. We'll be back in a few minutes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. New England Patriots, they got a record now of 9-2. The New England Patriots, they got a winning season. They will have a winning season for the first time since 2021. The New England Patriots have a quarterback who could be and is competing for MVP. The New England Patriots have one of the best head coaches in Mike Vrabel. Tell me if you've ever heard this story before. To talk about the Patriots and what they're doing now as opposed to what has taken place over the past few years is someone you could hear on WEEI in Boston. Welcome back to the show, Tom Carroll. Tom, how are you, man?
What's going on, man? The football team in New England is good again. What do you know?
I know. I mean, what, you got a great quarterback. You got a great coach. Nobody has a name Brady. Nobody has a name Belichick. Everybody in New England must be floating on cloud nine right now. I mean, yeah, they beat the Jets last night. But what's the level of optimism surrounding this team right now?
From the fans, it's sky high. I think there is an expectation now that this team could go on a run in the postseason, whether that means an AFC championship game, whether that means a Super Bowl appearance. I mean, it sounds crazy to say if you think about where this team was back in January firing Gerard Mayo, but that's the reality of the situation. They're the first team in the NFL to get to 9 wins, and their schedule shakes out in a way that's going to allow them to keep stacking wins here down the stretch. And I know that the scheduled talk around the Patriots has gotten kind of tired here locally, but it's just a fact. And I don't think that the Patriots need to apologize for having a weak schedule. I think they should be celebrated for taking advantage of a weak schedule.
No doubt about that. You can only beat who's in front of you. And I mean, even last night, I know Patriot fans are used to seeing this, the Patriots going out there and beating up on the New York Jets. We're being joined by Tom Carroll from WEEI in Boston. I think one thing a lot of folks didn't necessarily expect, in just year number two, Drake May is in the MVP conversation. I know he started off this week of the NFL season, but he's first in yards. He's tied for second in touchdowns with two. He's not turning the football over. I mean, what do you credit to this progression for him? Did anybody see this coming?
So I think it's a combination of things. I think there's a reason why the guy was the number three overall pick in the draft. And there's a reason why going into that final year at North Carolina, people were saying he could be number two or even number one over Caleb Williams. And then the season shook out kind of weird for May at North Carolina. And I know there was an OC change and it just wasn't what it was the year before. So he dipped just slightly to number three. So he's living up to the hype from a draft pick standpoint already. And you add in the fact that he has all of this physical talent that is now being unlocked by Josh McDaniels. You add in the fact that you have a guy in Mike Vrabel who clearly has tapped into something with May here as far as getting his confidence to a point where he feels like he is the best player on the field, while also striking that balance of, hey, we got to make smart decisions. And look, you've seen it outside of week one that the guy has been money. He's got an incredibly high completion percentage. He's not throwing interceptions, very few fumbles over the last few weeks. I mean, it's been remarkable to see how quickly he has gotten to this spot, but there is precedent for this. I mean, Lamar Jackson won MVP in his second season. Patrick Mahomes won MVP in his second season, his first as a starter. So, like, it's not all that crazy to say that Drake May is in this discussion, because we've seen it in the last five, six, however many years, where guys young in their career show right away that, oh, they're going to be a legit dude in this league.
Well, Tom, I think one thing that has certainly helped him out, speaking of the youth movement with the New England Patriots, you got Trayvon Henderson, who, I mean, he had three touchdowns last night. He's been able to hold things down without Ramondre Stevenson going out there and helping out. What has this run game meant to helping support Drake May?
Oh, it's been massive. I mean, having Trayvon Henderson explode the way he has the last couple weeks here, and I know the yardage total wasn't crazy last night because it didn't have to be, but it was efficient. And, you know, the first X amount of weeks of the season, Trayvon was not really a part of that offense in a real way, and there was all sorts of discussions as to why. Is it because he's not picking up the pass rush effectively? Is it because he's not picking up the playbook? Whatever it was, it has seemingly clicked, and that has coincided with Ramondre being out with that toe injury. And obviously having a strong run game is going to unlock a lot of things for you as a quarterback. So his growth has been incredible to watch. And I said this in my column last night. I said it the week before as well. I feel like Trayvon Henderson might be Wally Pipping Ramondre Stevenson here. And for those that aren't aware of the reference, that was the guy that got hurt that led to Lou Gehrig getting the spot with the Yankees and not relinquishing it for however many thousands of games. Maybe that's what's happening here. And it's not like Ramondre isn't going to be a part of the game plan when he's back. But I think Trayvon is showing that he is more dynamic and is capable of being that RB1.
Man, you want to talk about being a part of the game plan. Stephon Diggs has been a big part of this team. And I guess they're winning. It's still early. We haven't heard a peep about this guy. I mean, he's showing up to work. He's healthy. He just had a baby with Cardi B. I guess everything is all great in his world, huh?
Yeah, it's really worked out nicely. And I know that there was some thought to bringing that ego into the locker room, young team. They were worried about it. By they, I mean fans and media. But clearly the team felt like he was a guy that they could take a chance on, and it has completely paid off. And I know that there was this thing in the spring where he was on the boat with the pink bag, and, you know, there was people here locally saying, oh, this team is thinking about cutting him. And I'm glad that didn't happen. Like, look, pro athletes do things in their spare time, and Stephon Diggs had the unfortunate thing happen to him where someone just couldn't put their phone away, and whatever he was doing in that few minute situation got blasted out to the world. And those two things, him being a dynamic football player on the football field and him partying, clearly do not have anything to do with each other right now, because the guy is showing why he was an all-pro with Buffalo when he was in his prime. I mean, he looks just as good as prime Stephon Diggs to me right now. And maybe part of that is because of the guy throwing him the football. But the mix here is really working out. It's been cool to see, because New England fans haven't had a true go-to number one receiver here I would say since Julian Edelman's last fully healthy season. So it's been a long time.
It's been a while. Tom Carroll is here with us, covers all things New England Patriots. If we take a look at the defensive side of the ball, I know last night, and we just talked about the Philadelphia Eagles before you joined us, we know that you guys are certainly benefiting from having Milton Williams on the field, helping to slow down things in the middle. Unfortunately, I know he's hurt right now, dealing with that ankle injury. But you also just got Christian Gonzalez back. I know that the defensive backs and stopping opposing wide receivers has certainly been an issue. What's your confidence level in this Patriots defense if they can ever get everybody on the field at the same time?
So the thing with the Milton Williams injury that is encouraging for Patriots fans is that Vrabel said post-game, like, look, if he needed to get Milton Williams back out there last night, he probably could have gone, but it was a situation where he just feel like he didn't have to push it. And, you know, short rest, four days between games, let him go into the mini bye, getting as much rest as possible, and then he can come out against Cincinnati in week 12 and be fully ready to go. Because Milton Williams arguably has been the best player on this defense this season. I mean, he has been an absolute beast in the middle there, and is part of the reason why this New England defense has been one of the best against the run in the entire NFL so far. I think for a long time they had a streak of allowing like less than 50 yards rushing to running backs. I don't have the stat in front of me, but it's been really impressive to watch that guy cook. But this defense, the only thing that's really troublesome, I would say, is the fact that on the first possession for the opposing team, I think it's like three of the last 4 weeks they've put points on the board. And yeah, if you look over the course of the 11 games, it's more times than just the three of the last 4 weeks too. I mean, I don't have the stat in front of me, but I can remember back against the Raiders in week one and, you know, tore the Patriots defense apart. So it's that opening drive script that these teams seemingly have figured out against the Pats. If they can figure out a way to get over that slow start, they'll be able to be in a position to win these games by even more. And once you actually start to play real competition in the postseason, that's going to be really important, because you don't want to go down 7-0 against Kansas City. You don't want to go down 7 or 8-0 against Baltimore if Baltimore can get into the postseason. Like those aren't the type of situations you want to be in.
No, Tom, we know that the Patriots, they have one of the best coaches now, and Mike Vrabel back in the organization. It's Tom as coach and his first year as head coach. You talked about the postseason, and this is a dirty thing to say in a good portion of to a good portion of our listeners. Do you think these Patriots could win a Super Bowl this year?
Oh, man. Knocking on wood, I mean, yeah. Like, if you're in the hunt, then you can absolutely win a Super Bowl. And I don't think that this season should be looked at as a failure if they don't, but it's just a fact of life. Like, they're among the best teams in the AFC right now. They're going to have a top seed. If they get the number one seed, they get one of only two byes that anyone gets in the postseason for either conference. So that's already just a couple wins away from being in the big game. And then once you get there, anything can happen. So, like, I say, why not?
Why not? Yeah, I mean, oof, what a turnaround it's been. Hey, final question for you, Tom. This team has been in the doldrums post-Tom Brady, at the end of Belichick, post-Belichick. What's the biggest difference you see in this organization now that, you know, we have, Vrabel in pretty much running the ship?
So it's twofold for me. One is just the fact that they have an elite quarterback again just can't be understated. It's one of the guys that is going to help you win ball games here. Like, when you have a top five, top eight quarterback, you have a real chance to be a Super Bowl contender. And so they have that again, which is massive. And then the second part of that is that Vrabel came in and completely gutted this thing. I mean, it's a completely new head coaching, coaching staff across the board, lots of guys with a lot of experience. And he cleaned house as far as guys that were sort of a part of that old regime. He got rid of Jabril Peppers. He got rid of Kyle Duggar. He got rid of Keon White. He got rid of Jonathan Jones. He got rid of all sorts of guys from that defense, the holdovers from Bill Belichick. And he brought in all these free agents that they had familiarity with. Like, he's the guy that gave Robert Spillane his first job in the NFL. You know, all of these coaches have little connections here and there to these players that they brought in. So it was like he was bringing in known commodities, and it has all worked. And the overpay for Milton Williams isn't looking like an overpay right now. And the draft pick of Will Campbell, it looks like it's hitting, and they needed a left tackle, right? And he's been serviceable. So it's just like, he had the magic touch when it came to roster building and building out that coaching staff in a way that Gerard Mayo just like wasn't going to be capable of, because he had never been anywhere else in his career. He had been insulated here in New England. He didn't have a Rolodex. He couldn't surround himself with experienced coaches to help him in that year one. So it was the perfect mix of May being ready to ascend and then Vrabel surrounding him with that infrastructure that could help him ascend.
Well, it looks like the Patriots are back to ascending. You get knocked down and you get back up. Deja vu, the Patriots have one of the best head coaches and, once again, one of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL. Let's see what they do the rest of the season. I mean, to open up this week, they already have the best record, knocking off the Jets with a 9-2 record and an 8-game winning streak. Let's see how long they're going to roll as we get into the deep, deep depths of the regular season and postseason. Tom, always a pleasure. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work on WEEI and elsewhere.
Yeah, so you can read me on WEEI.com, and you can follow me on every social media platform at your boy TC Fresh. That's YABOI TC Fresh.
Hey, Tom, we appreciate you. We'll catch you soon, and congratulations to everybody up there. I mean, hey, the Patriots are back and the Celtics are down, so you got to take it where you can.
Wow, cheap shot on the way out there. All right, JR, I see how it is.
You can't have everything, right? It's not you can't have it all.
I don't know. I remember the last decade or so when we did have it all, and it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, nothing lasts forever, Tom, okay? We'll catch you soon, all right?
That's true. Thanks, JR.
Thank you so much to Tom Carroll for joining us from WEEI. Can't have it all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm going to get to your calls. We'll talk about some of these other big-time matchups that we have over the weekend. We'll get into some college football as well. But right now, let's get into a newsflash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman with a newsflash.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much all the time. Thank you to Tom Carroll for joining us in the last break to talk about Let This Play. I love this. It's going to punch somebody in the face. Yeah. Thank you to Tom Carroll for joining us from WEEI. You missed that conversation? Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. New England Patriots getting us started week 11 of the NFL season. We've talked about a lot of the matchups that you should pay attention to on Sunday. We got Sunday Night Football between the Lions and Eagles. And then, you know, sticking back to the AFC, speaking of the New England Patriots, we do have another good matchup. I'm looking forward to this one. This will be in that afternoon slot. We got the Chiefs and the Broncos. This is an AFC West matchup that the Kansas City Chiefs have basically dominated the AFC West since Patrick Mahomes took over the reins at quarterback. And the Broncos, well, they've been looking for a QB. And now they got a QB in Bo Nix. Now they have a coach in that jerk, Sean Payton. The Broncos have a record of 8-2. I don't want to call it fool's gold, but they are leading the NFL in penalties. They are barely getting by teams like the Giants and Raiders and Jets. Now these Broncos are dealing with injuries. God bless and all the best to Alex Singleton. He is a great human being. Have the pleasure of speaking to him plenty of times over the years. We learned earlier this week that he is dealing with testicular cancer. He had it removed, God bless him, and that hopefully he's back before the season is up. He's their leading tackler. Pat Surtain has been out, and this defense is still crazy. You got Nick Benito, you got Dre Greenlaw. They still got some dogs out there to do some damage. And so it's a little bit different of a dynamic when the Broncos are 8-2 and the Chiefs are 5-4. Patrick Mahomes trying to get into the postseason, not trying to fall to 500. He's like, man, yeah, taking on Denver's defense, I don't care who's hurt, they're going to be tough.
Having great protection schemes, changing up the looks for them so they can't just tee off, and then I think just going out there and getting the ball in my hands whenever I need to and then take shots whenever I need to as well.
Yeah, well, you got to, man. Hopefully Patrick Mahomes isn't running around out there trying to do all of the work. Chris Jones, I mean, he's been heavily criticized for his performance this season. Not necessarily living up to Pro Bowl standards. Chris Jones says, man, I don't care about none of that. I'm ready to punch Denver in the mouth.
We know it's very important for where we want to be at the end of the year. So this game kind of counts as two games. Last year was very, very close physical games. So got a lot of respect for those guys. And we know what they bring to the table.
Yeah, everybody knows what they bring to the table, but they're barely getting by. The Kansas City Chiefs are typically in the Super Bowl, it feels and seems like, every single season. This is going to be tough. I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, they cannot go out there and fall to 5-5. I mean, alarm bells are going to go off all over the damn place. They got to get the job done. And I told you about Denver just barely getting by on some of these games. Even Sean Payton, known to be critical of not just the other coaches, guys like Russell Wilson, he's critical of himself. He says, we, the Denver Broncos, we got to get better.
To go where we want to go, there has to be improvement, and certainly we understand that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they know it. Because they're winning, But they're barely winning. I know you are what your record says you are. You got to win the close ones. But you can't be hanging in there in games with the Jets, the Giants, and the Raiders. Bad idea. There is another great game. This also has to do with the West, not the AFC West, but the NFC West. I'm looking forward to this one, the Seattle Seahawks and the Los Angeles Rams. This is another case of, well, you got two teams here. They're both good, but one team I think is better than the other, even though they both have records of 7-2. Matthew Stafford playing out of his mind. 25 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. Sam Darnold living up the billing with his new first-year contract here with the Seattle Seahawks, 17 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. I will not trust Sam Darnold. And Sam, I do not trust. I'm glad that he's having another great regular season. I'm glad that he's earning his money. But when the going gets tough, I'm not trusting Sam Darnold. Sean McVay, a guy who's been to a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl, is one of the best coaches in the NFL. Of course, he has to throw flowers at the feet of Sam Darnold. Listen to what he had to say about him.
I've seen a lot of the same things that made him great last year in Minnesota. I think he's in a really good system. I think he does an excellent job of, you know, recognizing whatever the coverages are and being able to get the ball where it should be.
Well, yeah, so far he's not screwing up. Wait until January. Meanwhile, Matthew Stafford, we've seen him ball out, okay? I think his career record has just gone to 500 after all those miserable years with the Detroit Lions. He is playing out of his mind. Sam Darnold may watch Matthew Stafford win an MVP while he's sitting on the couch. Matthew Stafford was asked about his performance this year, and he kept it short and sweet.
You know, obviously the touchdowns have racked up the last, you know, few weeks. Just doing everything I can to try to get us in the end zone, and, you know, luckily that's been happening at a pretty good clip.
Oh, yeah, he's so modest. He's like, I only have 25 touchdowns this year. I'm only the best quarterback in the NFL so far. Look, this is going to be a good one. I don't care who wins the game. I'm going to expect Los Angeles to win. I know, unfortunately, Devontae Adams is dealing with an oblique injury. He leads the NFL at receiving touchdowns with 9. He will certainly be missed if he's not out there. He's questionable. I like the Rams, man. I think when we get to the NFC Championship game, we might see the Rams and we might see the Eagles if the Eagles aren't strangling each other by the time we get to January. I'm really paying attention to Seattle and the Rams this upcoming Sunday. This is going to be a good one, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more NFL, and then we will also talk some college sports. Dan Wolkin is going to join us to get us all set for the action that we can expect tomorrow. I'll get to your phone calls. We'll get to it all here on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.